This week on Texans Weekly.
I'll make an announcement to them on Wednesday and basically just let them know that I was going with Ryan Mallett as a starter against Carolina.
It's my dream to play in this league every week, every down, and so I'm going to keep chasing it.
About 30, 40 tickets for this game. All my whole check gone.
As Cam takes a snap, you'll see him ride Jonathan Stewart, and now Telvin Smith has crashed, and there goes Cam.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Texans Weekly. It is week two in the NFL, and your Houston Texans are traveling to Charlotte to take on the Carolina Panthers. Let's get right to the news and notes of the week, and no news bigger than that of starting quarterback, as it's been since training camp. Well, Brian Hoyer started week one and was replaced by Ryan Mallett in the second half. And then on Monday after the game, Bill O'Brien came out and said he would not be announcing who his starting quarterback was for game two until the game itself. Well, on Wednesday, reports surfaced that the starting quarterback for the game against the Carolina Panthers would indeed be Ryan Mallett.
Obviously, during the game, I made the change from a quarterback from Brian Hoyer to Ryan Mallett. I thought it was in the best interest of the team at the time to, make an announcement to them on Wednesday and basically just let them know that I was going with Ryan Mallett as a starter against Carolina. But I forgot I told my wife, and I think she must have called Ian Rappaport. And so these things get out there. But, you know, I understand that everybody has sources and there's no secrets in the NFL. I really do. I get that. But Ryan will be our starter against Carolina. I said all summer that it was an extremely close competition. I went with Brian early in season here because I felt like he was the most consistent quarterback during training camp. I felt like when Ryan went into the game, he added a spark to our team. Felt like he moved the ball down the field. He was decisive, had some energy, showed good leadership, and we scored 10 points. It's not an indictment on Brian Hoyer. Still have great respect for Brian as a player and as a person. I still think he's a great leader in our locker room, and he's really a good teammate, and he's handled this very well this week, and he's gone out there and practiced well. I'm asking him to do the same thing now that I asked Ryan Mallett to do a few weeks ago.
It's my dream to play in this league every week, every down, and so I'm going to keep chasing it. I'm going to do what I have to do to achieve that.
You're obviously very visibly upset when you didn't get the job. I mean, even a day later, you seemed really upset and angry. What does it mean to you now?
I wasn't angry. I was upset because just the work I put in, I feel like, I should have been named a starter, but it was what it was. It was a good competition. I mean, we got a good room. So we're continue to support each other and be there in each other's corner, just like I was for him last week. He'll do the same for me, and it's a team effort.
Look, it's Ryan's opportunity to go play well for our football team and lead our team offensively. At all times, I always reserve the right to make decisions positionally, staff-wise, whatever it takes. Whoever plays on the field, whoever coaches what, that lead us towards winning. That's my job.
And perhaps no one player is more critical to the success of the quarterback than that of offensive lineman Dwayne Brown. The question is, will Dwayne Brown be able to get the start on Sunday?
Yeah, he might. He's going to go through the week here and see how it goes in the training room, out on the practice field. I don't think we'll know anything about Dwayne until game time. I really don't. I think it's going to be that type of deal. But, without getting into the details of it, Mark, I'll tell you that we're going to have to mix and match some guys. We're going to have to move some guys around, play some guys at some different positions. And I think that's a credit to everybody here, that especially those guys, that we have some versatile guys that can play different positions. So I guess you'll have to wait to find out on Sunday. But, yeah, well, if Dwayne didn't go, we'd probably have to move some guys around.
And assuming the starting quarterback will indeed be Ryan Mallett, he couldn't be more excited to be hooking up with DeAndre Hopkins and his Spidey powers.
He's like Spider-Man. He throws the ball and it sticks to his hand. So anytime you got a guy like that, you feel confident. You feel good about it.
Spider-Man comment, or would you like to be a different superhero?
I really wasn't into superheroes growing up. whatever nickname or comedy, I don't really care.
And on the defensive side of the ball, Jadeveon Clowney put up a solid performance in his first game back after his injury. And after talking to Bill O'Brien this week, he said that he expects his reps to increase. But the only thing Clowney thinks is going to increase, actually decrease, will be his paycheck because of the increase in all his ticket requests going home.
How many tickets you having to buy?
About 30, 40 tickets for this game. All my whole check gone.
All right, time now for our break check, big stop of the week. And it's not just one stop, but it's many. And, of course, it's J.J. Watt. Check out these stats. 2 sacks on the day, 9 solo tackles, 6 for a loss, and he still thinks there's room for improvement.
I'd like to get some takeaways. I'd like to take the ball away. You know, that's one thing we're really going to focus on is we're trying to force some errors, force some takeaways, and get the ball back in our offense's hands so they can put the points on the board.
Hit the play action, screen games, the things the Chiefs did. How much do you think other teams may try to duplicate that, and what do you guys do to kind of correct those sort of things?
You know, that's what we're working on. We're working on correcting those types of things. And, I mean, that's what you do every single week. You go out there, you watch the film, you see what you had problems with, you see what you need to correct, and we go out there and we fix them. So I think our team does a really good job of that, and I think we even did it. We do it within the game. I mean, you look at the second half versus the first half. So you just have, moving forward, we continue to improve upon the things we need to grow on.
All right, we have to take our first time out on the show, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, I'll sit down with Executive Vice President and General Manager Rick Smith. Stay with us.